Yeah, is violence a legitimate language? That's the thing that's kind of, I woke up with that thought. And there are some compelling arguments for violence being a legitimate language. But yeah. Anyway, so let's move on. Barb's Wire, what's trending on socials? Barbara Friedman joins us in the studio to give us the scoop.
So the first story I'm going to talk about, actually, I saw really early this morning, News 24, the only one posting about this, but I felt a lot of people don't even see the full stories. I thought I would give you the scoop on this. And this is about Jacob Zuma. News 24 reporting that there are concerns about his ill health, which we've obviously been hearing about, but they go into quite a lot of detail about how he collapsed on Friday. And they say just one of a number of recent incidents like this, and that he's had to suspend certain campaign activities for the MK party, which we know he is the only real face of, in a way, seeing that it hasn't really got off the ground yet. News 24 says that their reliable sources informed them that these concerns around Zuma's health, you know, among his doctors, his security team, they go through various things around his fall, saying the doctors have sources say that it's been attributed to fatigue and low blood pressure. You know, he turned 82 this year. And, I mean, we were just saying now before we went on air, you know, to be 82 in campaigning, I can't imagine. That's a lot for anyone.
He should be playing with his great-great-great-grandkids.
Yeah, and I mean, we were saying it's not that different in America at the moment with the Bidens and even the Trumps. I mean, these old people, I think campaigning for an election is absolutely, it must be exhausting.
I have no doubt.
And the report, if you have access to it, go and have a read. Various sources quoted unnamed family members, people saying, you know, that he has been collapsing, he's sort of had to take it easy. Others, his brother and others, saying nonsense, he's absolutely fine, he was at my house till late the other night and he left in fine fettle. He'll be fine for this election. He's going to be there, and don't worry about it. And the party, with or without him, is going to be fine, said an analyst that News 24 interviewed, Becky Mgomzulu. He said the MK party is poised to prosper even if Zuma becomes incapacitated.
I saw that.
Which I must say I'm slightly skeptical about, because I don't think it really exists without him. But let's see. I mean, I could be wrong. But it's quite a lot of detail in the article about his various health issues. He's had dizzy spells. He collapsed on Saturday. They've moved venues. The leader of the party denies that it will have any impact, and he also disputes the spokesperson, I should say, Dlamolo Ndlela. He rejects the claims that Zuma's unwell. He rejects the claims that this is impacting campaigning in any way. So who knows? Nobody is really being very transparent, except unnamed sources. But it is an interesting one to watch, because the man is 82.
Absolutely.
He's not 100% well.
Yeah.
So he didn't appear in court on Monday, although it was a very short thing. It was about the logo with the MK party, and his daughter very curtly told the press, why did he need to be there? He's absolutely fine. He was busy with something else. So there's a kind of denial on that side. But a lot of sources unnamed saying that he is definitely not 100% well. You be the judge.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah.
That's his choice.
Absolutely. But yeah.
And it's hard work. I have no doubt.
There's no doubt. But
I mean, BS is hard work. Imagine
that's
having
true.
To BS for months on end up
right.
to elections.
But also, you know, I know this all sounds very cynical, but we know that he is the key factor to this party. He is the key. He is the face of this party. And so even if he's not well, I've got a feeling the spin around it will be that he's fine, and they'll wheel him around to wherever he needs to go, just so that they can get the votes they need.
And even also, posthumously.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. It reminds me of my story last week about the woman who wheeled the corpse into the bank and held his wrist while he had to sign. I mean, it didn't give me those kind of vibes. And, also some source said to News 24, the thing is Zuma's bank accounts have been frozen. So in a way, he needs MK too, because it becomes a conduit for funding, be that true or not. So it's complicated, and I think they all have a stake, some skin in this game.
Yeah, and I would watch that space. I would watch that space about Jacob Zuma's health. Let's go to Oscar Pistorius.
And I know I did chat about Oscar a couple of weeks ago and how people in the... in the Pretoria area had sort of spoken about him being in the church where he was sweeping floors. Remember, we discussed that. Now it is breaking internationally. It's amazing how the international media really latch onto an Oscar story. And it seems that the pictures were taken by a photographer from Network 24, Gallo Images, called Dean Vivier. And it's the first images that have been published of Oscar walking in the streets of Pretoria since he has been released from prison. And although according to the parole regulations, he's not allowed to do media interviews, and I understand that I don't think he's actually allowed to be photographed, but obviously this was in the street, and I suppose you can't stop the paparazzi from photographing you. So the articles go into quite a bit of detail about, he's 37 years old now, and there was a lot of sort of stories about how he put on weight in prison. He was chain smoking, which apparently he still does, but he's looking a lot leaner now. Grayer, but looks quite chilled and happy, walking along, smiling. So these are the first pictures of him as a free man walking the streets, and so that's kind of going viral in a lot of the articles. And he obviously, the rules of his parole are that he has to undergo anger management. He's not allowed to drink alcohol. He's not allowed to handle any weapons. And he did love guns, and obviously banned from giving media interviews. And so, yeah, he remains under house arrest at his uncle's home. And as they always say here in the articles, he's praised most of the day in between. And I'm quoting from the Daily Mail, so bear with me. In between playing video games and greeting friends and family. He prays in between playing video games. Okay. It's all very strange to me. But that's his life. That's Oscar's life. Spin seems to be quite involved in the church and prays a lot in between playing video games.
Do you want to say it one more time?
I know. I don't understand the connection there.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay, take us there.
I found this a really interesting story. I've been watching it for a few days. It's this trend in China amongst young people. It's a sort of a Gen Z trend, There was all this thing about quietly quitting, which a lot of people, we've spoken about it and it's been spoken about. And now there's this Gen Z trend in China amongst young people where they dress as gross as possible for work. So it's kind of like layers of pajamas and big baggy jerseys and weird beanies and like slippers. And a lot of it's being posted on social media. It's been viewed on social media in China like something like, 20 million times. All these different young people in these really quite amusing to look at.
Going to
photographs.
Work.
Well, allegedly going to work. I don't know how much of it is true in that they actually show up in 100 layers of like weird baggy clothing. Looking like.
But this is the commute, at least.
Well, I suppose it could be the commute. But the point is, the story behind it is that these young people are staging a kind of protest against the sort of rat race, against low salaries, against what society expects of them.
Viva and young people, viva.
Yeah, but like, is it realistic? I don't know. I've become a lot less clearly radical in my old age.
Yeah, it sounds like you in the 80s.
I know. So now it's called Tang Ping in Chinese, and that's one expression for it, meaning lying flat, which I find quite interesting. So lying flat is a slang word where you like reject societal pressure to overwork and overachieve, and you sort of lie flat. I suppose it's a bit like quietly quitting, but I just find the expression kind of funny. So are we going to lie flat? I find that hard. I always get overly enthusiastic about my work, even, despite everything. So this is what they're doing. They're dressing in this very, very weird way. And I don't know. I don't know what people think. Do you think your work should have a dress code?
You're
very, very casual.
You know my work.
Yeah.
So why should it have a dress code?
No, I get that. But like, are there any things off the table?
I've actually done a breakfast show once and I came in with my pajamas on.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
But you probably wouldn't come in your underwear.
Nah, but I know. Yeah, I
and
know.
Slippers? You did. You came in your pajamas.
I know somebody on TV who had was formal on top and was very casual.
Which obviously also was exacerbated from the COVID lockdown, where people were doing
working
that.
Working from home.
Working from home and basically not changing out of their PJs the entire day. So maybe that has also affected this kind of trend.
Yeah.
Because it has been the last few years that it's been growing.
I'm so very aware of the fact that there are cameras in studios, in radio
That's
studios.
True. You're a little bit more exposed.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, we do work in a very casual industry here. You can wear anything from a suit to, you know, your tracky pants and Birkenstocks, you know? I mean, not that that's a bad thing.
You've got to wear your head properly, though. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble.
I mean, I don't think I would want to wear, like, suits to work every day.
No, hell no. And that was, in fact, I started this career just after the collar and tie stopped in radio.
Yeah, because that's part of the thing, and we've even discussed that, whether that's back in or out.
Nah. That's Bob's Wire, trending things on social media every Monday through to Thursday.